brought to you by Penguin.
The House Without Windows by Barbara Newhall Follett. Introduced by Jackie Morris. Read by Kristen Atherton and Jackie Morris. A Wild of One's Own. Over time, across an ocean, a voice speaks, and from the skies each summer, an echo.
This is a tale of presence and absence, a mystery, a fantasy. It begins over a century ago, on the 4th of March 1914, in a small house in Hanover, New Hampshire, when a child called Barbara Newhall Follett was born. Or perhaps it begins in 1918 when she was four. Imagine then, see in your mind's eye a small girl standing silent outside the door of her father's study. She can hear music, curious taps and clicks and whirs and tings of a small bell. And she knows what she is hearing is the music of writing. And even at the age of four, she understands how this music translates to words, how words gather to become stories, and she wants this. She wants it with the clear, sharp focus of a fierce four-year-old. So she waits, and later, when she hears her parents talking downstairs, their voices muffled by distance, she creeps back to her father's study, wraps her arms around the object of her desire, and carries the typewriter back to her room. 4 years old, now she is a writer. Barbara had always loved stories. From the earliest age, she'd pick out the shapes of letters in the environment around her. Family photographs, now kept in the archive at Columbia University, show her nestled in her father's arms, following along as he reads to her, tiny and delighted. She learned to read in the way most children learn to walk, a natural process, not a taught one. And as much as she loved reading and writing, she also loved spending time outside in wild places. The two passions grew side by side and frequently intertwined, and she often composed poems and stories about the natural world. It was Barbara's custom on her own birthday to give her mother a gift. At the age of eight, she decided that on her ninth birthday, this gift would take the form of a book. And so, on Barbara's door, there appeared a note. Nobody may come into this room if the door is shut tight. If it is shut, not quite latched, it is all right, without knocking. The person in the room, if he agrees that one shall come in, will say, "Come in," or something like that, and if he does not agree to it, he will say, "Not yet, please," or something like that. The door may be shut if nobody is in the room, but if a person wants to come in, knocks, and hears no answer, that means that there is no one in the room and he must not go in. Reason. If the door is shut tight and a person is in the room, the shut door means that the person in the room wishes to be left alone. She had the tale in mind for some time before she sat down to write. Eventually she was ready to begin. Day after day, alone in her room, with the door shut tight, Barbara worked at her typewriter, shaping her tale until it was almost perfect. She was educated at home, so she had plenty of time to follow her heart and write. Day after day, week after week, she wrote. She missed the deadline, her birthday, because she was ill, but a few days and 40,000 words later she completed her task. Barbara hoped to make a handful of copies to share with friends, but this original copy, this one, this was for her mother. It was a story about a small child in the wilderness. It was called The House Without Windows. Just a few days after she finished writing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?